Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner, you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There are lots of writers' workshops where groups of aspirant novelists, say, share their work with each other and open up to comment and sometimes criticism, which can be nerve-wracking. But once a month at the Black Sheep Pub on Capel Street in Dublin, songwriters do the same thing. Luke Clerkin is co-founder of the Dublin Songwriting Circle. Good afternoon, Luke.
How are you?
How does it work? What are the rules of engagement, if you like?
Basically, people come in and present their work of, like, it could be a new song or a new recording, and they come in and they just present it to the room. And we basically tell the audience to give us as positive and as constructive feedback as possible. So, like, it's by song. We're all songwriters who run it. It's me, myself, Eve and Navia, and it's like we want to create a safe space for that. So,
yeah. And but are people limited to, like, people can't come in and say, can I ever sing all the songs from my new album?
It's one song. It's one song each. Yeah, one song each. So we limit to, like, we have 15 places throughout the whole event. So 15 places, that's 15 songs specifically. But then it could be, like, you know, 5 minutes feedback after that, like, from, like, four or five people in the audience, depending on how many people have something they want to say. Yeah.
But does it ever happen that someone will then perform the song and nobody really has anything to say?
No, not really, because we always offer it up. We always make sure that people have the space. So we'll always say to the person performing, like, what kind of feedback do they want? And then everyone will just contribute. It's really amazing that we haven't had that where it's just been, like, awkward silence in the room. Like, you know, it's been amazing.
And when they say that, what kind of feedback they want, what does that mean?
So if somebody is saying, like, they have, like, a chorus they're not really sure about, maybe there's some, it's not really hooking into someone's mind, someone's brain. How do we change this? How can I make it hookier? How can I make it more earworm, you know? And then when it comes to, like, a producer could come in, a producer could say, I'm not really liking the sound of this drum specifically. Like, it could be anything, like, about volume, dynamics, anything. And they could ask, how can I change this? How can I make it better? And, like, that's it, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So can they come in with, like, a CD or something and play it for people and say that they record it.
Yeah, so they songwriters will come in with tracks they maybe they're working on, the demos that they're working on before they go into a studio, and they're like saying, okay, I'm not sure how this should sound in an absolute, like, album setting or something like that, you know, an album recording. How can I make it track with the rest of the tracks? And so it's everything like that. Like, yeah.
Okay.
And it's incredible.
And then do you have to limit the amount of, because somebody might have say a recorder and they play it on their phone, and then you might have 20 people who have suggestions as to what to do.
Yeah, we limit it to, say, I think specifically sometimes we've gone to about five people, and then sometimes that can go on, but it depends on also how many people are in the room. If we have less than the 15 places there, then we can go on a bit longer. If we have 15 and there's more people wanting to maybe contribute towards the end, we'll leave it towards the end. See, what we do, also we do in the networking part of it. So the networking is when we finish all, everyone presents their songs, and then we talk amongst ourselves. So people who didn't get to say what they wanted to say will be able to say what they want to the person after we're finished, you know.
And would you get a lot of people who come with one specific track that they want, you know, fixed or improved, and then you never see them again and go, oh God, that was Hosier.
Yeah, sometimes we wouldn't get Hosier, but yeah, but we never know. We might get the next one, like, you know. But we've had people come just once off and never come back. Like, you know, we've had people come from places like New York and London and stuff and just drop into us and play a song and then go back, you know.
Huh.
And then, yeah, we've had people come in and join us and have never played before but have contributed so much that they're just part of the circle anyway, you know. So it's been amazing. And the idea came from London. I was over in London playing over there, and I seen in they had the Camden songwriting circle, and I seen this idea when I was over there, and I was like, I want to bring this home, I want to bring this to Dublin because it's amazing. And we'd done this kind of work in college. I went to Ballyfermot College, so we did this in the classroom as well. So doing it on a public level has been really amazing, like, you know.
Yeah, and how do you get people who go regularly but maybe contribute but have never actually performed a song?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Yeah. So there's one specific person, her name is Taylor, and she's just come and she's just been given the most beautiful feedback. She's a songwriter herself, but she hasn't maybe had the confidence yet to perform on her own, but she's performed with people that she's met at the circle, and they've gone off to do gigs as well. So it's amazing. We've seen it. We've done showcases. We've done different things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been incredible. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And so presumably everybody's getting something from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't, if you're a songwriter there, because, you know, sometimes you go, oh, wow, yeah, I've got this great hook. Where did I hear that? And then you only realise when you're in court that you heard it.
This is why Ed Sheeran's recording all of his recordings now for that specific reason. Like, do you know what I mean?
And is it, and, you know, because you said that, you know, people want, they have a specific, I suppose, problem or something to be fixed in a song. So they're looking for positive advice. And how do you kind of, or do you have to kind of marshal it, because there might be the occasional person who comes in and goes, no, that's garbage.
Well, we would have a host, like, so the host is, that's the host's job, like, you know, to kind of just veer it away if there is any overly constructive, like, where it turns maybe negative, the host would veer it away from that and maybe say, okay, who's next, you know what I mean? It's obviously each bit of feedback is something that's valuable, you know what I mean? But like, obviously if it goes over the top, then that, and luckily on Touchwood, we haven't had that just yet. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's
because
been amazing.
I imagine if you come in with something, and even if it's, if, you know, five different people point out five different things that's wrong with your song, that's, even if it's said in the most in nicest way, that can be tough to listen to.
Yeah, I think everybody, like, it's something to go back on, and, like, sometimes you don't have to take the advice. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay. Like, you know, that's the thing. I've gotten feedback that I haven't taken myself. And then I've gotten feedback that's like, I'm going to go and maybe record soon a song that I showed there. And because of that feedback, it showed me this song is actually valuable and I can do something with it. So it's good to get that, because we give the space for people who are, like, you know, they could be just bedroom musicians and never played before, or we could be like seasoned musicians who've played loads and still don't have that really, like, that buffer space to go out and, like, sometimes their first time playing a song could be to a massive audience. So we give them the little chance to come in and just actually play something to just a small crowd with nothing to it, like, do you know what I mean? There's no pressure.
Yeah.
But sometimes playing to a smaller crowd, it can be a lot of pressure, but we make sure it's just a safe space, but specifically a safe space, you know.
Luke, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that. And is it a specific week of each month that it takes place in the Black Sheep?
So it's the last Thursday of every month in the Black Sheep downstairs. We do sign-ups from 7:30 p.m. and then we start at 8. So the next one is the 29th of May.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Luke, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Luke Clarkin there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner, you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.